Board. Hi guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, the podcast. I'm Christy, your host, and today I'm so excited because I'm connecting with Amanda Rhea. Hey Amanda, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. I'm so glad to finally connect with you. Amanda and I have been chatting over social for years now, and finally we get to officially have a conversation. So I'm so excited about that. Amanda is in LA, West Coast, and she's an actress. Amanda, why don't you tell the people some of the things that you've been in? I know that I've seen you in Girl Boss. And what are the other projects that you've worked on that you've been really excited about?
Yeah, Girl Boss was definitely the first, one of the first projects that I was really excited about, that my mom and, you know, family got to come out here and see the premiere and everything. But I did Ballers after that on HBO. I auditioned for that show one or a couple times, and I had one line, and then that kind of turned into a regular role. About a year later, they decided that, you know, they were going to have me back. So it was really a life changer. I did a little, you know, guest stars here and there on Dollface. And, you know, I've worked on this show where I had to get body painted for about 2 years. And then RuPaul was on that show, and then he branched off and did his other show. So yeah, just kind of like done a lot of different things. I've worked as an extra. That's kind of how I started. So yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, when I saw you on Girl Boss, I was like, I don't think I knew you were on Girl Boss. And then I saw you on it and I'm like, Oh my God, that's amazing. That's my friend.
I know. It's so cool, right? Like when I see my friends on commercials and everything too, I'm just like, I take the phone out and I'm like, oh my God, it's my best friend. Yeah.
I know. It's such an, you have to like celebrate every single thing because it is such a grind and a hustle. So how long have you been at the acting piece of your career?
I would say, you know, I always knew I wanted to perform, and I was in drama school, drama class in high school. So, and, you know, I've just been kind of pursuing it for a long time, but really, you know, trying to get my union card started, I think in 2002, I started working as an extra on a Woody Allen film in the city, and Sex in the City too. Yeah, I just, you know, I played an extra for a while until I got, that's how I got into the union. And then I decided to move to California in 2012.
Were you actually on Sex in the City?
I played an extra as a model on a runway, you know, like I think it was the scene where, I don't know how many red carpet scenes were in that movie, but it was the really big red carpet scene and everyone was getting out of the limo and I was just one of the extras as a model.
Oh my God. I love Sex in the City so much.
It's like
so nostalgic for me to think about Sex in the City because I was living it. As the show was on, I was in my 20s. I was single. I was spending too much money on clothes and all of that.
It's a classic. Yeah. So I love Sex in the City. So it was really, really a great experience. It was an overnight shoot. So we were on set for, I think, 17 hours.
Oh my God.
That was a really big shoot. That's how I got my union card. Yeah. That was one of the last jobs.
Wow. 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 Oh my God. So literally you have been at this, you've been at this grind for like 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's like, that's first of all, like so commendable. you must have the resilience of like a freaking, I don't know. I don't even know what, like crazy. Like I just, you're awesome.
Like, yeah. It's just, I don't know. Now that you put in that perspective, I'm like, wow, it has been 20 years.
Like you should feel so proud and so accomplished that you've seen yourself through this journey. I mean, I wanted to ask you because it's been so long. Mm-hmm. Have you ever wanted to give up? And then what made you continue on?
I don't think there was ever really a time that I wanted to give up. Me, I may have said, okay, I'm, you know, when I went to beauty school and I got my cosmetology license, I was like, all right, I'll have a backup. But when I was in school, I would always, you know, go home and I would tell my mom, like, you know, I'm not doing this, right? Yeah, so, yeah. You know, this is, I'm just going to class. And I honestly, I just finished real estate. I have like 3 more weeks left in my real estate course.
Okay.
So I've been doing that. I was supposed to take the test like 2 months ago, and thankfully they gave me an extension because I've been so busy with auditions and it's just too time consuming. So I'm like, I'm going to get my real estate license, and now I'm like, you know, but am I really going to do it? Probably not, but I just wanted to have it as a backup.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I just feel like acquiring skills is never, it's never a bad idea.
Never like, a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you never know what, like I was listening to an interview with Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying that she doesn't believe in luck. She believes that luck is actually, opportunity meeting preparation.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. Like every conversation, every no, every rejection, I kind of look at it as like just a redirection, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And with that, it's like, you know, it's easier to swallow the pill, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's just I wanted to know, how do you handle situations that don't turn out in your favor?
I kind of ignore it at this point. I think I used to dwell a little bit, but now I'm just like, you know, it's fine. It is what it is. There could be, like I think I said to you before, there could be someone else who needed, that job at the time. I was in a position where I couldn't pay my rent for many years and it was really tough. I was working a few waitress jobs and not that I couldn't pay it, but I would always be like late on my rent, or there would always be, you know, a time where I was like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. I really need this job. And then a miracle would, you know, a booking would come through.
Yeah.
And so when that would happen for myself, I would kind of see like, wow, you know, if I don't get something, I'm like, this job really was meant to go to someone else. I really believe that what's meant to be for you will be. So I'm at that point where, you know, even if it's my dream job, I know that maybe I'm just one step closer and I'll get an audition for that kind of job next time.
Yeah. Like having that, that level of faith is so instrumental in life, period.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause I'm always listening to podcasts and listening to audiobooks and just really, I'm really like searching for things that resonate with me to make me feel stronger and make this whole life journey make sense to me so I can move forward in a stronger, better way. This guy was saying that, you know, it's kind of like closing your eyes and taking the next step without even knowing if there's going to be a step for you to land.
Yeah.
So it's like that leap of faith is just like closing your eyes and like just somewhere, even if there's no clue in sight, knowing that there's going to be a next step. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I believe that.
It's really hard sometimes. It's really hard to get there, but you just have to. And I agree. Like there've been situations in my own life too, where I've been like, wow, like that came out of nowhere, like exactly like you're like couldn't pay rent and all of a sudden you got a gig, or like I don't know, I couldn't figure out what the next move was going to be for me either, and I'm trying to pay rent and then all of a sudden like this order comes through and I'm like, where did that come from?
I have goosebumps. I know, it's like that's how it works. And I also think, you know, I found an outlet when I was kind of struggling through that time, and I would listen to podcasts and I would listen to YouTube videos, and people kind of just like, or I would even just type in like, you know, some kind of like positive energy manifestations, you know, like just to listen.
Yeah.
And meditation, aligning chakras. I believe in all of that. I don't practice meditation often. I used to more. I do like yoga and I go for walks, but sometimes I go on YouTube and I just, for a little refresh, there's a 30-minute chakra balancing aligning meditation. It's just music. It's just like a really nice sounding music. And I just listen to it and I feel so much better after. You know, you kind of just have to find what works for you.
That's just it. Yeah, I know. I actually do meditate every day.
Good.
I just, when I get into something, I just get into the habit of doing it and it just becomes like autopilot for me. So after my workout every morning, I meditate for 15 minutes and I really like try to shut that, that chatter down as much as possible.
Do you use music or what? No music? Do you use
no music? No. I just sit there with, kind of like Indian style, but my feet are touching. And then I just like kind of relax my whole like face, my shoulders, my neck, my back. And I literally try to think of nothing. And then things float into my train of thought. And sometimes I push them aside and sometimes I kind of like sit with them, like, especially like things of gratitude. I practice gratitude daily because why not? I have like a beautiful life that I need to appreciate and really savor, you know, even though there's not like, things are not always perfect. Trust me, like a lot of things coming at people all the time, but I need to sit and be like, thank God for this warm cup of coffee. Thank God.
True. I know. Right. Just the small things.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes me a happier person. It just makes you feel like so much more connected and just, all I can say is it's the key to my happiness is recognizing the things that I'm blessed by now.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So what do you do to grow and evolve like spiritually, mentally, physically?
I would say, you know, when something happens in my life, good or bad, or just even on a daily basis, I really am aware of everything and I just take it all in. And I know this might sound silly, but I learn from each day, you know, like tomorrow, I love that quote, tomorrow we begin again. Cause you know, even if you mess up one day, or if you're not feeling good, or if you're doing great, you know, you should always try to learn from, at the end of the day, you should try and learn from what you went through that day. So I feel like that's how I grow. I ponder a lot before bed and I'm, you know, I pray and I'm like, all right, you know, today was blah, blah, blah. You know, and then the next day I'll feel different. And I don't know if that helps, honestly, like it's just kind of like a thought process. Mm-hmm. And then I also think staying physical is really important. I've been off my, you know, workout game this past month. And so just that alone can throw you off. I think being physical is so important. Even if you have to go for a 10-minute walk, like walking is really good for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just think staying physical, and being aware of your actions and your reactions will help. That's how I get through.
Yeah, I agree. It's all connected. Like, because for sure, like if I don't work out, if I don't meditate, if I don't stick with my routine that I'm in now, which has served me well, it really does throw me off. And then, but you always have an opportunity to get back on the track, you know, like I've fallen off myself, like, and I have, you know, gotten to dark places too. And then like, I'll get back and I'm like, this is what feels familiar. Right. This is who I am, you know, when I'm at my best. So it's just, I think part of the hardest part is figuring out what it is that's works for you.
Right.
You know, that's the first piece.
It takes work to do that. You know, you can't just call a friend and I mean, yeah, you have to really figure it out for yourself.
And you have to have like intentionality behind it too. But I think so many people don't.
Yes, that's key.
And that's where people get, they get lost because they're like, oh, I don't feel like working out. And for me, like it's not about feeling like anything. Like, I do it because I have a body,
yeah.
and I need to take care of it. Yeah. You know, like, I don't look at it. I try not to look at it as like a negotiable, you know?
Right. Some people, yeah, I notice that people just don't have that mindset, or, you know, if you're complaining, I can't stand a complainer. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm sure there's times I complain myself, but like, if someone's complaining about something like that and you're in good physical health, I mean, in shape and everything, and you're young, it's just like, you know, you got to take care of yourself and you got to want to. And if you don't, then you're your own worst enemy. I don't know.
I know that it's a good point about complaining, right? I can't handle it. I have to like shut it down because it just ends up being like toxic noise.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's back. And then also, because I, trust me, I've complained. I've complained.
Me too. Yeah. We all have.
You know? And I get caught in that loop of like negativity. And then you start feeling sorry for yourself. And then you start acting cranky. And then it just like bleeds out of you. And it's really. Yeah. It's really a really bad scene, but I have a lot of empathy for people too. Like when I see that, because I'm like, God, there's a way out, but God, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, I know. And you always try and be positive to them if that, you know, if they're in that mind state, but yeah, it's a tough world we live in.
It definitely is. It is, but I look at you as part of the light shining into the dark spaces.
You're so cute. Feeling is mutual.
Thank you. Thank you. I work on it. I have to work on it. I have to work on it. I have to remind myself that, you know, there's so much darkness around, but you're the one that's responsible for bringing the light into situations that you're in, and being bigger than things, right? Just like you have to be bigger than what it is that's coming at you in life and what you're dealing with and what, you know, and you are not your emotions. That's another big lesson that I've learned over the past few years, is like not to identify with feeling irritable, not to identify with feeling, you know, scared or stressed out or whatever, all these negative feelings that we have as humans. Like, I'm not scared. Like, I'm feeling scared, but you know, that's not gonna
who you are at the core.
Exactly. Yeah. But it took me a long time to figure out who I was at the core too.
I'm still figuring it out. Yeah.
I think it's like a lifelong journey for sure. So I know, I feel like it's a lifelong mission to just like figure out who we are as people and to live our best lives. I think that I love that's like on your radar, because I don't really meet that many people that are that connected. So I'm excited to know that you're right there with me.
That's why we're meeting. You know, I believe that people are aligned who are like-minded in a way too.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to ask you just a few goals for you, for your acting career, for your spirituality, or just goals for yourself for the next year. Like, do you have any, and what are they?
Yeah. The first thing is what we were talking about, finding out who I am at my core. Acting is definitely just, you know, you have to be yourself when you're on set, and in auditions, casting directors can sense how you're feeling, and they can sense if you're nervous when you're going in the room. So it's really important for me to relax and be comfortable in my own skin. There's definitely times when I'm self-conscious. I have to work on that. So one of my biggest goals is to be really, really comfortable and try not to get, you know, nervous, because I get really nervous in social situations. I don't know why. I'm really a social butterfly. Like, I have no problem talking to people, but when it comes to like going to an event or something, I I get so nervous. So I would say working on my core and my strengths there. And then I definitely want to start a business. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if I'm going to be like a film and talent manager, a clothing designer, a makeup artist again. Like I want to do something where I can start a business and make money on the side, other than acting. That's definitely a really big goal of mine. I actually have a couple things already in the works. Over the past year, I've been working on a few projects, so I don't know which one is going to come up first or how it's going to all turn out. But that's definitely a goal. And then I think making time to focus on the physical side of myself is also a big thing. Cause like I told you how I fell off with the working out, and you know, you're in your schedule. And I really admire people who, you know, wake up and they work out and they meditate. Like sometimes I wake up and then I'm like, I really want to work out, but then I'll get an audition at like 9:30 and everything is so last minute in the industry. So my whole day is turned around, and then I'll get another audition at 3 o'clock when I, you know, wanted to come home, but then I'm, you know, find myself coming home and changing outfits for the next job or audition. Mm-hmm. So I have to really find more of a, you know, just a grounding routine rather than, you know, sometimes working out at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Before bed. But yeah, just overall, I think those are my three. And then obviously being a better person, like kinder, not being snappy if I'm in a mood or something like that, you know, just treating people really kind. Yeah. That's always been something that I'm all about. So yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, that's like beautiful. I love it. I'm so glad I got to finally have this conversation with you and meet you.
Same.
So where can everybody check you out? Give the social handle again.
So I have my Instagram. It's Amanda_Rhea. And that's pretty much my platform right now. If I post music or anything fun, it's usually on there.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Amanda. I loved having a chat with you.
Thank you. So did I.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.